Good morning. It's a pleasure, as always, to be here to celebrate Come See Me with so many people here in Rock Hill. Coach, thank you for your words. Thank you for your inspiration. And thank you all for the work that you do here in Rock Hill. I want to take just a second, Mike, and thank you and your church for hosting this for however many years you've hosted it. We were talking earlier, and I'm sure that at some point in the past, well before Mike was here, well before I was back or some such, there was probably a group of people at Westminster Church who sat in a parlor and said, well, you know, we got to get in our community. We have to take the word to the community. And we just got to figure out how to do that. And I am sure that that group one day, way in the past, said, well, why don't we just have a breakfast and maybe have it over at Come See Me? And look what that small group of dedicated people created. This opportunity for us to get together every year, to come together, to hear great speakers, to hear great stories, and to celebrate the world, the small part of the world that we get to live in every day, that we take for granted at times, but that we all know and we cherish within us because of our interactions with each other. So thank you to Westminster Church for hosting for all these years and being so hospitable when you do. Also, it goes without saying, we have to thank the Kiwanis Club. Not so much for this breakfast, although it is wonderful, but for your investing in our children. It's the first thing you do. You do so many great things in our community, as so many groups do, but you make a focus, thanks to David Guyton and so many others for so long now, to invest in our children, my children, your children, and they are the better for it. And some of those folks that were given recognitions over the years are probably sitting in this room today. I know that the parents of a lot of those children are sitting in this room today, and I can tell you how thankful I am for recognizing my kids as they came along, because I was tired of sitting in Pat Manus's office and hearing about the things that we don't want to hear about as parents. It's always a pleasure to be here and see our law enforcement, Sheriff Breeden and Chief Watts. I want everyone to notice they put the police chief and his officers right here in front of me to keep an eye on me today, I guess. Usually they're in the back, so I don't know what I've done, but we'll suffer through. And I like the title that was put on this year's program, Reflections from the Mayor, and I'll be somewhat brief as I can be, because I do enjoy getting up here, and in years past, I've pulled out a word, and we've talked about a word, or I've pulled out an event, and we've talked about an event. We've tried to pull it together to how that works here in Rock Hill. In some years, I prepare a lot more to have a good argument to make, an argument being a legal term, not that I want to argue with everybody I know, despite what Perry and Derek and John and Jim may say some days. But today, and hearing so much as we're sitting here, I was reminded and had planned to speak about this question, what is God? God is a spirit, infinite, eternal, and unchangeable, and his being, wisdom, power, holiness, justice, goodness, and truth. So saith the Westminster Catechism, question 4. And the answer, therefore, I had to recite that back in the 1980s, as many others. And Mike and I were talking about that and the experiences we had in life. And I came to that question and answer in thinking about today's reflections because, you know, it's something we hold ourselves to, a bedrock we can find, I think, for each of us when we stop and think about things. I can't give a sermon on that answer, but I can tell you what I think about when I think God being a spirit, infinite, eternal, and unchangeable. To me, that means that my grandparents worship the same God I do. To me, it means Abraham worshiped the same God that I do. It means that all of these people that have been on this earth that have worshiped our God has worshiped the exact same God that we worship today. The exact same God that was around when we were in the middle of wars. The exact same God that was around in the middle of depressions, civil rights movements. So many different things that have guided us and created us and brought us into the people we are today. And I take great comfort in that. I take great comfort in knowing that even when the world gets a little bit sideways, he is unchangeable in his truth, in his justice, in every element of him. We have a little bit of truth in each of us, not what he has, of course, because he is all of everything. But we can trade on that. We can learn from that. My oldest son is 25 years old, turned 25 last week. And I was thinking about that the other day, and he was born just a year or so before the Twin Towers came down. He was alive when the markets crashed in 2008. He was alive and came up when all these other things that have happened to us. He had to come home from college during COVID. He had to do other things as inflation came up. He's the mayor's son and cannot afford a house in Rock Hill. The mayor couldn't afford a house when he was 25 years old in Rock Hill, but it wasn't because of the prices of the houses. It was because the mayor got hired by David Guyton, who didn't pay me enough. And Wes Hayes. I saw Wes here somewhere else, too. I think it was Wes's idea, Judge. I'm sure it was. Wes is over there. I know where Wes is. So my son and your children or grandchildren have grown up in a world different than we grew up in, or a lot of us grew up in. You know, they've grown up through COVID. That happened last in the 1920s. And inflation higher than we've seen in our lifetimes. They grew up when terrorists flew airplanes into our buildings, when markets crashed because of greed, when all of those things have happened. So his life and all of ours, but his life knows nothing but disruption, right? Knows nothing but disruption. But his life also knows, he also knows, I hope he thinks about, and he'll learn later as he gets older and a little bit wiser, that through all of those things, through the things we find ourselves going through today, through the things we'll find ourselves going through 6 months from now, 5 years from now, or whatever, God's already won. He's the Alpha and the Omega. God has not changed. His plan is what we know will take care of us because it has. Through all of those things these past 25 years, we're the better for it. Some aren't, but we are. And why is that? Why does our community do so well when you look at others? It's easy to say, well, it's leadership. It's easy to say it's because of these things or those things. It's easy to say because you live in the Southeast and everybody loves good weather, so they're moving here. And all that's true. But we do well because of something that Doug Echols sent me in a documentary to watch just not long ago. It's called Join or Die. It's based upon the book written by Robert Putnam years ago that Wayne Patrick put so many of us on a bus and drove us up to Charlotte to listen to Robert Putnam speak. In that, he coined a phrase called generalized reciprocity. What that means is that for us is that we live in a community that recognizes we all gain by giving. We're all better as a community by giving a little bit of ourselves to the whole. That reciprocity isn't a contractual thing that we do. It's a love thing that we do. It's a relationship that we have amongst us. It's what causes us to be our better selves. It's that thing that makes Rock Hill Rock Hill. It's that thing that we trade on. That Kelly Shannon, as she plans for this year's Come See Me event, which is fantastic, by the way. Even though my frogs still aren't here, we're going to get them here, and we're going to jump those frogs on Saturday, right? We live in a good town. And so what is our charge? What is our call? What do we do day in and day out? I say every year when I'm up here, no one in this room is going to change the world. That's true. That's an absolute truth, right? But what we can do is treat each other better. What we can do is to recognize that man has all kind of dreams and stores all kind of plans up in our heart, but who decides our steps? The Lord. He decides our steps. And so that as we go out in this community today, as we go out in this community every day, as we see each other around town, as we come together, worship together during Come See Me, play together at ball games, cheer on our athletes at Winthrop and our schools and everyone else, let's all remember that we have a role to play because our kids need us to play that role. And that role that's coming that we are desperately behind on is raising up those kids so that they can lead this forward. Because I'm tired of looking at all y'all, and I know you're tired of looking at me. Somebody's got to stand up here sometime in the future and lead us, continue to lead us forward, and other people have to sit where you're sitting to make sure that every day, day in and day out, they know the Rock Hill way. That generalized reciprocity, that belief and that knowledge that God has already won, that He is a spirit, infinite, eternal, and unchangeable, and His being His wisdom, His power, His holiness, justice, goodness, and truth. And if you know that, then you know that tough days are just days, that we can find joy, we can find encouragement, and we can find promise in those. And so as I leave, I hope that we'll always recognize in Rock Hill that our job, one outcome we can do, is to make sure that the words of our mouth and our meditations of our heart are pleasing to you, O God, our Rock and Redeemer. May God bless our country, but more importantly, may God bless you and me, the people of this good town.
Well,